I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Why did you look at your watch?
To see how long.
You have to sit here?
No, I just want to know what time it is.
Okay, what time is it?
I didn't remember.
You checked your watch.
It distracted me before I could register the time in my brain. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done. It is 8:22 p.m.
Do you often do that? Look at your watch and don't register the time?
If people confuse me in the middle, yes.
All I asked was if you knew what time it was after you looked at your
8:22.
Watch. 8:22. Okay.
You know what happened today?
What happened today?
20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I said, hey, we should go record.
Yeah.
And you said I need to go put my face on.
Yeah.
This is a podcast.
But we have a video component.
But the video component of this podcast gets the least views of anything you put up.
But it's okay. It just means that I came prepared. I came to play.
But in context,
yes.
When you put up videos,
yes.
They get millions of views.
Yes.
And you have no makeup on.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
It is.
You should do one or two podcasts without makeup.
Okay.
The 12,000 views you get, they'll forgive you. That's how much you get in a minute when you would no makeup on other podcasts.
Yeah, but
other
who
videos.
Cares? I want to feel good when I sit
you
here
not
for...
You feel good? You not feel good when you don't have makeup
on? I didn't
on?
Feel good today. Sometimes you'll catch me and I'll be like, yeah, sure, I don't feel like wearing makeup today. But today I felt like putting makeup on.
I'm very confused by makeup.
Why?
Because you know what I noticed?
What?
Because we just came back from India.
Uh-huh.
They try to sell you light skin products.
Yeah.
Bleaches.
Yeah.
For the face.
Yeah.
Not for your clothes.
No.
For the face.
I know.
And then over here,
yeah.
They sell you darker color products.
Yeah, like tanning stuff.
Tanning products.
Bronzer.
And you can have a best friend
yeah.
Who looks at you and says, oh, I wish I could look like you every day.
Yeah.
So I buy this tanning product.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at your friend and you say, wow.
I wish I was
light
like you.
Look like you. So you buy like a lighter colored product.
Yes. We as a people are very
you
confusing.
You don't realize how crazy that is?
We're very confusing.
You're literally trying to look like each other.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yep. This is true.
That's why I use a mask.
You know,
because
some days
I color my face light, some days I color it dark, and I don't want to confuse the audience.
The thing is, though, it's like a generational thing. Like, we grew up this way, and people of my age and my generation are trying to break those stereotypes that, like, oh, if you're lighter, it means you're more beautiful. Or if you're darker, it means you have this healthy glow. Like, we're trying to break that. You are what you are and you're beautiful the way that you are.
Then why are you putting makeup today before the podcast?
Because I don't put makeup to make myself darker or lighter. I put
stepped
makeup
into that one, didn't
no,
we?
I didn't.
You just sit here eating your lipstick, my
no,
friend.
No, I didn't do that. I wear makeup to enhance my natural traits. Like, it makes my eyes look a little bit bigger.
You look
when
like an owl.
When I put a little mascara on.
We
but
all
I
know
don't,
the mascara code.
I
you
don't
put three mascaras.
No, just two. The white one and the dark one.
Yep.
Okay. But the thing is, I don't actually change any color on my skin. I don't change the shape of my face. I don't change the shape of my nose. Like, I don't wear makeup.
Can you
makeup.
Do all those things?
I'm not capable of doing those things, but those things are possible.
Can we try?
I don't have
like
the
I want to see you with a crooked
makeup
nose.
Artist.
Can you try it? It'd be cool. Like with small eyes, I want to see.
Yeah, like if you use certain colors, it makes your eyes smaller. If you shade in like underneath your eyes, it makes your eyes a little bit different shape.
We should look into this stuff.
I don't want to because I don't wear makeup to change the way that I look. I just wear makeup like
because sometimes you need a snack.
What?
You're always eating your lipstick, so sometimes you need a snack. You just
no.
You wear it on your mouth, hide it
no.
In plain sight.
Oh my God. Hi, everyone. I'm Sheena Malwani, and we're back with another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
I'm Trudy Magor.
Trudy Magor.
Pleasure to meet you. Okay. I'll be your co-host for the day.
I've
been reading a lot of comments about my accent, so I've decided to just drop it and just be my natural self. Trudy Patus Magor, at your service, ma'am.
Are you going to start rubbing your belly, too? Like that
I'm offended.
Guy.
I'm offended by what you're saying.
Why?
Are you saying all Scottish men rub their stomachs in the presence
no,
of a beautiful
I'm
woman?
You sound like that guy, that fat
bastard. Called me a fat bastard. Is that what you're doing?
No,
it's the first time you've had me on your podcast and you called me a fat bastard.
Just rub your belly.
I don't want to talk about what tickles your fancy.
This does not tickle my fancy.
You could rub it later.
No, thank you.
But for now, I think you should get back to your show.
Pass. My husband wouldn't like that. Today's episode was inspired by something really interesting that was happening in our house this week. And I don't know if you even realize that it was happening.
I don't even know what the episode's about. I'm okay. Excited. It so, feels like I'm looking into your life. And it's a pure shit house right now. There is chaos in this place like I've never seen.
You are the
There's
chaos.
Photos of me on a shirt on the floor in the home.
Now you're like almost like Mrs. Doubtfire.
You're selling clothing with my face on it, dear. Why would you do that?
What is happening?
Why would you sell a shirt with my face on it?
What is happening right now?
Just trying to pass the time until it gets to 8:45 and I can go upstairs and punch my clock.
Okay.
I've realized what you've been doing.
Which is what?
I put on the episode today.
What?
Of this podcast.
Uh-huh.
And it was a commercial.
Oh!
You're selling this and you didn't tell me.
You've yeah,
got that Swiss bankers
sponsors.
Have come in again. You sold the show. You didn't tell me. No one told me anything. I put it on. It's like, oh, welcome to this financing. I'm like, oh, shit, what podcast have I put?
We now have sponsors.
Yeah, yeah, someone's putting commercials in the podcast.
That means that we're up from 7 listeners to like at least 17.
75, yeah. So, but no one told me. No so one. Here you are selling the show again.
No one told you?
You're amazing at this.
I don't know.
Wait, wake up one day. Damn, there's a commercial coming out.
Look.
So that's why I'm bringing
on
new characters. I'm doing all kinds of things now. The pressure is on.
Why? Nobody told you to put any pressure on. Just keep doing what you're doing. People are liking it.
I am doing what I'm doing.
That's not what you were
doing.
It's
what I like to do. Okay. Is this what you want? Is this what you want? You want me to shake my belly for money?
I'm
you
not
call
sure
me
what...
a bastard. You're a sick bastard.
I'm not sure what's happening here right now. But the reason that I thought to do this episode today was because something really weird happened when we came back from India. So for the first 2 days, we got up really early. We were super excited to like hit the ground running. We were very productive. And then I think the reality of life kind of settled a little. And all the things that we had neglected to do for those 2 weeks started feeling very real.
You felt that too?
I did feel it.
I still feel it.
I know you do.
It's tense.
I know. And it's real. Like,
I'm still carrying some holiday weight. Actually, I made so much fun of your eating habits.
Yeah.
But if I would have gone with you to a stall, I would have left all the India weight in India. And have come home nice and clean in the colon.
You would have. Yeah. You would have felt amazing. You would have lost like, you know.
All of that. All of that chat would have left it in the motherland.
Okay. So anyways, the whole point of this was we came back.
Mm-hmm.
You keep distracting me and I keep losing my train mm-hmm. of thought. Is this your point?
Why are you wearing so much jewelry? Is that because you have an ad now?
No.
Since when do you wear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pieces of jewelry to sit
I'm
in your
just
basement at night?
Earrings and a couple of necklaces.
And a couple of bracelets and a couple of rings. What else can you put on?
This is called styling.
I get it.
I'm styling my outfit.
You know I have the most stylish back of the head on the internet.
Yeah, you do. You really, really. And left ear.
Is my hair looking good?
Excellent. Okay. So let me rewind because I've, oh God.
20 more minutes.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So you came back, you were stressed out.
So we came back. I think we were both a little stressed out when we realized the reality of life and all the things that we didn't do. And so I think that what happens between us, and correct me if I'm wrong or not, but what happens between us is that we kind of like go into autopilot of our own responsibilities. And it's like, you take care of your thing, I take care of my thing, and then we like find each other again when things have settled.
What are your things? What are my things?
Like all the things that were piling up with my work versus all the things that were piling up with your work. So you had to like sort through and sift through all of those things. And when you were coming home, it seemed like you were a little stressed, extra stressed. I was a little bit more stressed and trying to figure out what was happening at home with the kids, trying to get back on like the grocery schedule and my own work schedule. And I feel like we were not necessarily in sync.
So what is this episode about still? I'm figuring out.
What to do when you don't like each other so much.
I have things to share. I think you have to draw
yeah.
a distinction here first.
Okay.
Because not liking someone
yeah.
doesn't mean you don't love someone.
Correct.
So I still love you.
Same.
But I mean, can't always like you.
Right.
You're not that likable sometimes.
Right.
The internet would not know these things. Mm-hmm. But when our reality TV episode comes out, then you will see it all.
Not happening.
That's why we don't do a TV special.
Nope.
We want to live in this allure you all have.
That's not the truth either.
Happy, happy. What's that song? Joy, happy couple.
Oh, happy day.
Yeah, that. Oh, wait, 365 day. Days of pure joy.
Oh, happy day.
1 minute at a time.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, this is not a commercial, but I feel like I should say it.
What?
Thank you for listening to the number one podcast you're listening to right now. I'm your host.
You forgot.
Trady Magua.
Oh, what's you remembered? Name? You forgot.
Trady Magua.
You forgot.
I remember now.
You forgot.
Took a minute.
Okay, so it's
true.
You
distracted me
when
with your
you
vixen eyes
like
looking
each
at my
other
belly.
So much. It's not because you don't love each other. It's not because you've necessarily even had a fight. Sometimes you're just not like super infatuated with each other in that moment. Sometimes life happens. Life gets in the way. Stress gets in the way. And you kind of just coexist. You're almost like roommates. And I feel like this week we've been more roommates than like, you know.
Could that be because you brought children in the room every day?
No.
That's why you felt like a roommate? Because you literally brought a child into the room every
single
day.
No, that was... Our kids were happy to see us. Uh-huh. They missed us. You agreed to have them...
I missed them.
Yeah, so you agreed to have them in the room too.
But that didn't mean I didn't like you this week.
I'm not saying that I didn't like you. I'm just saying it just sparked a thought.
I think that's what you're saying.
No,
just now, if you rewind about 1 minute, you said this episode's about not liking you.
It just sparked
I'm okay with that.
I didn't not like you. I just
I think
felt
you
like
did not like me. This episode is wasted if you actually liked me this whole week. Just you can't like say hypothetically. Just dive in.
Okay, fine.
This
I
is a paid
like
show
you.
Now. You have to go for the audience.
Okay, fine.
These people are listening to commercials
but
to listen to you.
I did still love you. And I did yeah. still want to like
I didn't even
supportive.
Know you didn't like me, so it's cool.
I don't,
you don't
think
have to
you
apologize.
Liked me much either.
I didn't not like you.
You but you
I
didn't just... really like me.
No, I thought you were okay.
I thought you were okay also.
No, you didn't like me. Again, you just said that.
You're putting words
you
in
You set the episode, not me.
You're putting words
I'm just here trying to show you I'm a caring husband. Oh, dear, he doesn't love you. You're going to have to find someone else and move on.
Stop it.
I can do your housekeeping when you're alone.
Stop it. Listen, it just sparked a thought.
Yeah.
I didn't say that I didn't like you, but it just sparked a thought that sometimes when you're in a relationship, you're just kind of existing together, but you don't really, like, you're not hands all over
so
each
other. So
how
do you get over that?
You just let it pass. Like, the hardest thing, I think, in these moments is not to, like, pick a fight. And
uh-huh.
I felt that a few times.
You wanted a fight?
No, I felt like
that
I
was picking a fight?
Nope.
No, I don't pick fights.
Letting me
You
finish.
Pick fights. Oh dear, she's getting worked up. It's about to explode. 3D, run for it. What the hell have I gotten myself into today? I better get the hell out of here. This is a danger zone.
Oh my God.
Go, boy, go. She's about to blow.
Do you need me?
No. It'll just be me, Mrs. Doubtfire, and Trady Magua taking care of the rest of this episode.
What the heck is happening?
Look, if you could imagine fights with me, I can imagine friends guiding me through the fight that you imagined. Why can't I just make up my own support system?
I did not fight with you.
Yeah, good. But you wanted to, apparently. No, good thing I had a child in between. I would have woken up with a black eye. But my rib was hurting.
The whole point of this thought...
baby back ribs. Is that from the same movie? What is that baby back rib song? Can you tell me? I want my baby back. Is that the song?
I'm not talking to you until you let me finish my train okay. of thought.
Just imagine me red-haired, fat-bellied, and bare-chested.
Now I don't like you.
So you didn't like me. Is there Oh, I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Is this a rinse and repeat of the episode on how to get along?
No.
Like the relationship episode, because now you have sponsors, you want to like redo all the show?
No.
I figure most people only listen to two episodes, so we can repeat every
no,
6 weeks.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to repeat every 6 weeks.
Why don't...
It
oh, I have
really
a brilliant idea
thought.
I've never
no,
had
listen.
Before.
No, listen.
Okay.
Listen for a second.
Linda. You're wheezing now. Why are you wheezing?
because you're out of control.
No, there's something wrong with your health.
There's nothing wrong with my health. There's something wrong with my mind. I'm going crazy.
Oh, dear, she's wheezing.
Okay.
So you didn't like me.
Can we bring it back? Are you holding your breath? Is that the only way you're capable of keeping quiet? Oh, God. Okay, so we came back from India and basically... Stop.
I can't give you more than that. I give you like a solid 40 seconds. That might be my record.
So we came back from India and we were both kind of in our own little lanes. And I think that what was really hard for me was to keep, I wanted to keep asking you if you were okay. I wanted to keep saying like, is everything all right? Are you stressed? And I wanted to talk about it because that's what helps me, talking about things. And you just shut down when things like that happen. You just put your head down and you power through. And I think that's what you were doing. And for me, it felt like I wanted to stir and shake you up a little bit because I wanted to get some sort of a reaction from you. And then I realized this is just him putting his head down and trying to get through his work, the same way that I needed to put my head down and get through my stuff. But I think that sometimes you also have to realize that I'm going through something and like, want to come back to me too.
So what do you need?
I think what I need is very different than what you need all the time. Like I need conversation. I need to talk to my partner to know that we're fine.
No, for you.
For me,
I need to talk it out of your thing.
I need to talk it out. I need to say, oh, I did this and then I did this and then this happened and so-and-so said this and what do you think about this and what do you do when this happens? And like I need to verbalize those things.
Why do you not do that if you need to do that?
Because you don't give anything back. You're just completely
shut down. So you say, oh, this happened. And I say, uh-huh.
Yep.
And you don't feel like keep going?
No. And then it just shuts down the conversation. Hmm. And sometimes I say that to you and you're like, oh, tell me more about that. And then you feel like talking. But when you say, mm-hmm, and or you're on your phone or you're playing with the kids, then all of a sudden my triggers and my like warning bells go up like, oh, something's wrong, he's mad, are we fighting, did I say something, did he say something, did we do something, did I like whatever, all of the wheels start spinning like what happened here that we're not communicating at our best.
I have very simple things.
Yes.
I just had this stroke of genius idea.
Oh.
Okay. Let me share it with you.
Okay.
For the first time.
Okay.
If there are things that I do that bother you.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Why don't you write them on a list?
Oh, my God.
Wait. Let me finish this genius idea.
This brand new.
We'll put this brand new genius idea. You get three things.
Yeah.
You get to write.
Uh-huh.
And then I will see these things and I'll say, oh, this is what's bothering her.
Yeah.
I can attempt to fix it.
Yeah.
So that's one idea.
Yeah.
Because then if something's a trigger, you said the word trigger, that can help minimize triggers.
Yep.
So if you give me the indicators, I can know and I can do the same thing and tell you, hey, these are some of my triggers. And then those triggers will be eliminated from each of our behavior because we will know to watch out for it, and then you could replace it with a new trigger.
But I don't think that you really, like nothing happened. I don't think that you even
more.
Knew what was going
but
on.
But there's more.
Okay.
Wait. You need to talk.
Yeah.
So talk. And then if I'm not being responsive, you should say, it would help me if we continue, if you would carry this conversation with me. Now, let me tell you about my side.
Okay.
I don't need that.
I know you don't.
I don't need the conversation.
But actually, I feel like sometimes you need the opposite of that, which also then
no,
I don't.
I'll tell you what I need. You don't have to guess. Just give me a second. I'll tell you exactly what I need. Okay. I make it very simple for you. Just like I'm asking you to tell me what you need. Be selfish. Say what you need and then I can deliver.
Yeah.
Irrespective of my mood, I can deliver if you just tell me what you need.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I told you what I need.
Yeah.
But what I need is different. I don't need to talk to you about some issue I'm dealing with, particularly where, of course, I have to talk to you if it deals with our family or the kids or our house or us. But if it's purely work related,
I don't want to
talk to you. I don't think I can. There's like nuances there that won't even be productive.
Yeah.
So what I need in those instances is for you to be completely normal. I don't need you to be quiet. I need you to be perfectly normal. And you always make fun of the Bucci's, but when you think you're giving me space, you're pulling away. Because naturally you don't pull away. Naturally you're not quiet. Naturally you're not saying, oh, I'll give you space. And not once since you've known me have I ever asked for space. So where I need space, I take it myself. And if you think I'm dealing with something and I don't tell you, hey, can I get a minute? I just want everything to be normal. I want you to be exactly how you are.
But as a couple, when you're in a relationship, we often feed on each other's moods, right? So you're acting differently. It naturally happens that I know the other person will act differently. And if I'm acting differently, it's natural that you act differently.
So I'm just telling you what helps. Luckily for us, I am like a computer. I shut down at night and then I reboot in the morning. And then I get a renewed sense of the day. And whatever it was that was there the day before, it either remains or it's gone. But I get that every day. And sometimes the weight is heavier and it takes longer. And sometimes it's lighter and you move forward.
The reason that I wanted to talk about this is because I think that this is something that a lot of couples go through, and you tend to feed off of the other person's reactions. And sometimes it's easy for one person to just say, okay, they're going through something, I'm just going to be myself and I'm going to wait out this storm until it passes. I'm not going to pick a fight. I'm not going to do anything drastic, and I'll let them just glide back into the same, you know, to this travel lane. Or vice versa, right? This person's having a hard time. That person says, oh, I'm just going to give her a minute, or I'm going to give them a minute. And when they come back, we'll find ourselves again. But there are often times where both people are going through their own stuff and it has nothing to do with the other person. Like, your stuff had nothing to do with me and my stuff had nothing to do with you. It's not that you were irritating me. It's not that I was irritating you. It's that we came back to a house that needed to have pieces picked up, and kids were missing us, and so they needed a little extra attention, and we came back to a lot of work, and so we were both going through our stuff. And I think that it's really, like, it's a really important lesson, or just a conversation to have, that sometimes I'm not able, or the one party is not able to just quote unquote be normal, right? You're also going through your stuff. So you just kind of have to remind yourself that this is not that person trying to tick you off. This is not
that. Did you feel that way? Did you feel like I was trying to annoy you?
I thought something was wrong. I thought something was maybe happened at work. Or
But I would tell you.
I thought for a second, like, oh, did we have a fight? Did something happen with one of the kids? And once I went through that mental, like, that mental exercise and realized there was nothing in particular that happened in our home, it must be a work-related thing. And so I think the point of this is we were not necessarily, I think our relationship works really, really well when we're on the same team and we're totally in sync and we're seeing eye to eye on things and we're having these open communication moments. But I also think that there are moments in a relationship where you're not fighting, but you're not exactly in sync and you're not exactly keyed in and locked in or having these moments of open communication, and that's okay too. That's real life.
I think a part of it is when you come back into a situation that you haven't been in for a while, there are also more pieces involved. Like when we are traveling, you're not responsible for many of the things you otherwise are responsible for in your own environment. And the two things that come to my mind immediately, because everyone understands this, everyone struggles with this. One is the ego. Like, you have your own stuff, your partner has their stuff, and nobody wants to feel like their stuff is more important or not as important as the other person's stuff. So when everyone's clamoring to figure things out, there's this easy, easy way to say, how come you're doing this and I'm, or why do I have to pick up these pieces while the other person is, you know, off dealing with their stuff? That is a dangerous slope. And none of this is easy, right? But relationships aren't easy. You have to work on these things. If you can't get the result you see and you desire without actively working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought is push through the ego.
Yeah.
And try to emphasize your partner's joy.
Mm-hmm.
If your partner is happy, it all works out.
Yeah.
And if you're both trying to do that, if you can actually put the happiness of your significant other in front of your own,
mm-hmm.
and you can put yourself in that position for how many ever days you're capable of doing that, you will exponentially increase the joy in your home.
Yeah.
And that becomes very difficult to do when you're feeling down or you have other things going down. You feel like this person doesn't deserve it. I don't like them right now.
Yeah.
So why should I do this to emphasize their joy?
Yeah.
Be selfish. It's because it will come back to bring you joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to do that every day. I probably fail most days, but I try to do that because when I ignore what I want to do in the moment, but I do what I think will make you happier, will give you a little bit of a break, I do it. And it comes back tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I'll say, and this is going to be harder, but is something that I'm sure other people deal with. When you have kids, that's a whole other layer of significant complexity that comes into a relationship.
Yeah.
In our relationship, we didn't have kids for a while.
Yeah.
Then we had kids.
Yeah.
And as the kids grow and they start bringing their own issues into the dynamic, there are scenarios where for the first time in your life, at least this was our case,
yeah.
for the first time in my life, I went from defending you from absolutely anybody else on the planet because you were on my side. Like, so you could be 100% wrong,
mm-hmm.
but if I were in a situation where you were 100% wrong and somebody was speaking to you in a certain way or not being kind, I would defend you.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you have children and you put yourself in the scenario where the roles have been reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Now the child is 100% wrong. You're speaking to them in a tone that's supposed to be disciplining them. And my instinct is to defend the child,
right.
because somebody is harming someone I care deeply about.
Yeah.
And I've thought about this a lot. Like, wait, do I care about my child more than my spouse? I don't think that's true, but what I think is true is that one is an adult
yeah.
and the other is a child.
And capable of defending themselves.
And as they get older, they'll get more yeah. capable, and I think that will instinct will fade.
No, I mean that the adult fade. Is yeah. capable of defending themselves. I totally get what you're saying.
So
totally
when understand. So when we come back from a trip and now you have to deal with kids who have been obviously under the loving care of grandparents for a week, and mm-hmm. grandparents did exactly what grandparents should be doing when yeah. they're left with the kids for that period of time. They give them, the reins get loose and they enjoy their time with their grandparents. But then when you come back as parents, you have to tighten up the reins a little
yeah.
bit. So part of this is, for me anyways, trying to digest that communication
right.
and listening to it. And we've said this before.
Yeah.
I have a really hard time with hearing discipline in certain instances, and you feel like it's necessary.
Yeah.
So I don't say anything because a logical side of my brain says she's correct, but the emotional side of me says I don't like the way this is happening.
Right.
And not that that was, again, I'm just raising this as an example because
yeah.
there may have been one situation that I heard in the last 10 days.
Right.
But it's another area that it's very interesting that can come into a dynamic.
Absolutely.
And that back to your point, communication becomes important because
yeah.
if you don't share it, the person will never know.
Right.
And if you don't like talking, you can put it on my board of three things. Please do not call your child a bloody buffoon when they are in the line waiting to go to school. You didn't do that.
I did not.
Oh dear, you called your son a bloody buffoon in front of his friends. That's going to take therapy. No, you didn't do that.
If anybody is using the words bloody and buffoon in a sentence, it's not me in this relationship.
It's not you. That's true. But that's something that happens. People, you know, you have boys, you have girls,
yeah.
you have older kids, you have younger kids, you have middle kids,
yeah.
you have the quiet little sweet kids, you have
yeah.
the boisterous loud kids.
And then and you have they two get parents different, that discipline differently.
And you have two parents who are just human beings now responsible for other human beings. Yeah. So take it easy on yourselves.
Yeah.
And you tomorrow's another day. Yeah. Like, don't... I feel like maybe I know more women that beat themselves up over parenting than men.
Oh, 100%.
So I don't know if that's the case, but I think guys and girls can both think that, relate to this.
Yes, but more, I definitely think it's more of a woman's touch to have this kind of...
guilt?
Yeah.
But it's, you have to recognize, and you look at your own parents when you become a parent, and you say to yourself, oh, they were just two...
kids.
Kind of adults, new adults trying to figure out life, trying to figure out their jobs, and then they had to deal with us.
Yeah.
And we're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So you put your best foot forward and that's it. Your kids will not, I think, maybe again I'm simplistic on this. I think if you put your heart in the right place, things will fall into place.
Yeah, and sort of to add to that, I think that when what to do when you don't like each other very much, you show up, you act in the best interest of your entire family, your entity, as opposed to like, this person is not really behaving in the way that I'm used to them behaving, so screw them.
Yeah.
That's easier. It's so much easier, right? Yeah. And it's our instinct. Our ego gets hit, or our mind starts running through all the possible scenarios, and you say, well, I did this and they didn't do this and blah, blah, blah. But to go into the he did and she did and I did and they did, it's just not a healthy way, and it's just, you'll end up in this downward spiral. I think you just show up and you keep putting your effort in and you keep putting your best foot forward and you do what you've always done and you wait until you kind of go back on that same road. You like merge onto the same street again.
It's never too late. I know some people hear this and they think to themselves, oh yeah, that would never work. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are starting with an expectation of failure, and you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You will hear this in different ways from different people. You'll hear it from religious texts. You'll hear it from motivational speakers. You hear it from athletes. This whole concept of visualization, right? This whole concept of quote unquote putting it out there. These are all exactly the same thing. They're exactly the same. It doesn't matter where you hear it from or how it's instituted.
It's like an I can mentality.
Whatever you put out if you say you can, you can. If you say you can't, you can't. You're right no matter what you say. So if you are approaching this and you yourself internally are saying, oh, that would not work for me, you're correct. It will not work for you. If you are in a relationship that has been a struggle and you have the courage to say, I will take the first step and this is going to work for me, it will work for you. Your partner will look at you the first time like you're crazy. They'll think you want to, you know, you're pulling something over them because you're actively changing your behavior.
Yeah.
But in time, I am naive enough to believe that you will succeed. If you keep putting it out there, you keep taking, you will take a few hits to your ego.
Yeah.
But you keep putting it up there and you take whatever that natural response is, that response that you get from somebody who, for whatever reason, your relationship has translated to taking shots at each other, you'll get a few shots and your guard will be down and it will hurt. But go again the next day and go again the next day and keep your guard down and say, I am going to do this because I care about this.
Yeah.
I like to believe there's a fairy tale ending here.
Yeah.
And everyone will then find a little more joy in their relationship. You have to just put it out there.
Yeah.
It is shocking to me how that works. Yeah. Like, it actually,
we've shocked each other. Like, there have been moments in our relationship too where we're going through something and one of us puts their guard down and just says, okay, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm willing, I'm giving, and the other person sort of looks at them and is like, oh, okay, and their guard goes down too. If you have your guard up, the other person naturally puts their guard up. Whereas if you put it down, that's what mirrors back at you.
And it's the hardest part. Mm-hmm. It's hard to do it. But if you succeed,
the overall joy factor,
you'll
just
get
goes
there.
Up.
Yeah, you'll get absolutely there. And make your board. Put your three, hey, I hate you for these three reasons.
But on the I list. Don't hate you.
I mean, you know, if you don't like you, you start hating you.
No.
I don't like you for this, this, and this.
No, no,
and you start
no,
working
no.
on those things.
See, the thing is, I don't love that idea because I don't want to ruminate on these two or three or four things.
I see it as a positive. I see it as a, here are the allergens.
Mm.
Like, you don't want to eat peanuts? You put on the board, don't serve me peanuts. It's not because I'm going to shove peanuts in your face. It's a reminder to me that, oh, yes, I have to avoid this because that keeps my joy factor up. It's all perspective. You have to choose.
Put the board up.
I don't have anything to put on the board right now.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll figure out some. Oh, makeup at night. I'll put that on my list.
Okay.
Dressing up for audio episodes.
We're on camera.
No one watches this thing.
We're on camera.
Have you seen?
Put your hand up if you watch this thing.
Thank you for listening to the number one podcast you're listening to right now. You know what I heard on another podcast?
What?
A lot of people that listen to podcasts don't actually subscribe to the podcast.
Oh, really?
They literally come back and search for it every time.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Can you please do that?
I
it's
know.
Simple.
It'll just pop right
search
up.
Search on your phone.
Yep.
Type in podcast, and then you'll see this app pop up.
Yep.
You open that. You type in Sheena Interrupted. You'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the top corner, there's a little menu and you hit
it says follow.
Follow and download new episodes.
Yep.
If you do that, maybe we will make these episodes longer, not because we'll give you more content, but because her bankers will sell you more commercials to listen to. You really figured this one out. I'm proud of you, lass.
You're out of your mind.
I am sitting in the chair at night doing the work.
You think that I like hid from you and sold ads against this show? Is that what you're telling the people?
I just opened some bank account with a bank I've never heard of today because I heard it on your podcast. And then I realized the bank's not giving me commission on it, so I quickly closed the account. But I listened to the ad three more times.
Okay.
Do we get paid every time? It's not like YouTube. I don't know how this works. Very new
I
to
don't
this.
Know.
But I am happy to see all the new jewelry you pulled out for your commercial. Thank you for listening to the number one podcast with one commercial you're listening to right now. That was impressive how you did that.
It
She's
just,
laundering money from you, dear.
It just means that we're doing something in, we're headed in the right direction. That's all.
That's all it means.
And it means that we owe you guys another thank you for coming
this
back every
fun.
Week.
We
it's not
tell
over.
Each other we don't like each other.
Why
it's
do you
great.
Mean this has been fun? It's not
I
over.
I meant today.
Oh, okay.
Don't you like now sing a song at the end? That how you like quasi tell people you're logging off? Notice I'm selling all the secrets because I know they don't come back week to week.
They do come back week to week. That's why we're at a point in our lives where we can have ads in our podcast.
You gonna sing something today or no? Can you sing Galway Girl?
I don't know how Galway Girl
Galway
goes.
Girl. It's I not... forget the name of the girl, but she's from my
Galway.
Town. Galway Girl. I'm from Galway.
I forget how it starts.
Galway Girl.
Nope.
12
I'm not a stranger to the dark.
Run away with me.
What?
To the stars.
No. How does
is that
it go?
Is there anyone else like me that could hear the song in their head but they can't say it?
Yeah.
Like, is that normal?
Yeah.
I can hear this whole song in my head, but I have no way of...
Far away, they
That's
say...
That's what I said.
We don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all of my scars. Run away, they say... No one will love you as you are, but I won't let them bring me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words want to cut me down.
Oh, this is linked now to our episode.
I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out.
That's the fighting words.
I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This
and you wrapped
me.
It up with the makeup part we started with.